Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Fisher. Robert J. Fisher, CFP, is the name on the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, give us a website, please.
The website is thevirginiathinkinginstitute.com.
All right.
And I'm also available on LinkedIn, and the book is available at Amazon, and it can also be ordered from Barnes & Noble. The book is The Naked Portfolio Manager.
Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. So, all right, we talked about anchoring, we've talked about stories. What are some of the other thinking mistakes that people make?
Well, I think one of the things that small business owners are especially susceptible to is overconfidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be a little bit crazy, almost very, you know, overconfident to start a small business today. You know, there's the story about the guy that wanted to start a small business, and he went in to see his banker to get a loan, and he said, "Here's my business plan. I want to make $100,000 in the first year, and here, you know, I'm projecting revenue of $500,000." And the banker looked at everything, and he said, "Well, I think that these expenses are going to be higher, and these expenses are going to be higher.
And your revenue is probably going to be lower."
Yeah. Well, no, wait a second. The small business owner, the banker says to him, "I think you need to look at your plan again." He looks at it, and he says, "Okay, I'm projecting revenues of $800,000. But my point is, you know, we as humans are very, very overconfident, systematically. You know, we all believe we're more honest, better looking, smarter, and all these things than we really are. It's just our nature. And so one of the things it's really important to do, especially as a small business owner, is to stop and do what I call disconfirmation strategies. And this is where we stop and we intentionally look for anything that could be wrong with our thinking. And this is not negative thinking, Jim, but what this is prophylactic thinking. This is preventative thinking. You know, this is coming up with a plan for what happens, you know, in case things don't work out, you know, in the best way. Which
let me give you an example, a banker example that I use in my own business, and I recommend to people, and I've talked clients about this, and that is that when you're taking a bank a projection on what your business is going to do, like you said, your business plan, take the one that you think you can make, because they want to see that you're confident in yourself. But the banker also knows that the world might have something to say about that. And just like one team can think they're going to win, but the other team's going to have something to say about that. And so then do a second projection that is much lower than you projected first, but it's conservative, but it's just enough to break even and still pay the banker back. And if you do that, that will sort of help you to ground yourself in the what ifs, won't it?
Absolutely.
And it's not being unconfident, it's just being realistic, and since you have other people who have to play along with you, it helps them out, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So tell us some more about the other, what was the other thing you talked about, part of overconfidence, ungrounding?
Well, it's what we call disconfirmation strategy.
There you go.
See, this is a very natural tendency as human beings to look for things that support our preconceived ideas, right? You know, we all have certain things. You know, we go into a restaurant, and you know, the waitress is surly, and what do we do? Do we say, well, she's probably having a really rough day. Maybe she had a fight with her spouse. Maybe she had a fight with her kids. No, we say, she's a nasty waitress, and I'm going to give her a crummy tip, right?
Right.
Right, because that's kind of our preconceived idea. We don't search for those other ideas. You know, we have an employee
20 seconds.
Sorry?
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Well, the key thing, Jim, is to search for ideas that are inconsistent with our preconceived belief to help protect us from making a mistake because of overconfidence.
Or maybe just wait 30 seconds to see how it plays out, right? You might find out your initial reaction was wrong. Hey, thank you so much for being here. Good job. We appreciate it very much, Bob. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Looking forward to coming back.
Bob Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.